Looking back 65 years and into the future, tens of thousands of Hungarians marched through Budapest in support of Prime Minister Viktor Orban. The date marks the anniversary of the 1956 anti-Soviet uprising here. But with the parliamentary elections expected next April, this was also a chance for Orban to rehearse his lines.
Brussels today speaks to us and treats us, along with the Poles, as if we were an enemy. We have a feeling of déjà vu. The air of the Soviet doctrine permeates Europe. Well, it is time for them in Brussels to understand that even the communists could not defeat us. We are the sand in the machinery, the stick in the wheels.
Orbán's right-wing Fidesz party has won three consecutive landslide victories in the last 12 years. But with the next year's vote looking tighter, they've introduced measures such as an income tax rebate for families. Orbán's also stepped up his strong anti-immigration rhetoric.
The 2022 election will be a decisive election, and we will have to join our forces ahead of it. Hungary is really being attacked by the West.
Trying to stop Orbán is this man, Peter Márki-Zay, whose supporters staged their own rally. He's the mayor of a small farming town. More importantly, he leads a six-party opposition alliance, and they're neck and neck with Fidesz in opposition polls.
I am absolutely hopeful. I think this will be a very important election. The primaries have also shown us that this will be a historic election, because there has never been such a unity in Hungary.
The opposition leader is promising to tackle corruption, introduce a euro currency, and draft a new constitution.
Our basic goals for all of us, left and right, is Hungary to be a democracy, to be governed by the rule of law, in market economy, and part of the European Union. These four basic values we all share.
The result of next year's vote could have real implications for the country's relationship with the outside world. Between now and then, both sides will continue arguing that they represent true Hungarian values. Laura Burden-Manley, Al Jazeera.